Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Blog Talk Radio Show on every evening, Monday through Friday and weekends too. And in this show is geared around certain subjects or thoughts that concern me and that I value. One of them is literature, all forms of literature, English literature, American literature, German, French, and Russian literature. This literature to me is of great value, such as Turgenev and Gogol and Dostoevsky and Tolstoy, and again, German literature such as Goethe, and American literature such as Melville and Edgar Allan Poe, and of course, French literature such as Camus. I value this literature greatly, and I love books, I love literature, and that's why this show is geared to that. Second, the show has a Christian orientation. I welcome all faiths and all points of view, all ideas, all opinions. The face of Jesus is going to be found in every person, in every faith, everywhere in the world. And so I value, as a Christian, I value everyone. I know Jesus wants them to be loved, to be with him in heaven and in the joy of heaven. And he loves them all very greatly, having cast down his life for them and on the cross. Next, I have a political emphasis on the show, current events. Let me say this, I'm generally conservative, but not always. I often take positions following Christ and his concern for the poor and poverty. I think he takes that position, and I'm not conservative in that respect. I think there should be an equal distribution of wealth. I don't think Jesus wants poor people or poverty in the world by any stretch of the imagination. Next, I want to talk about what I emphasize in this show. This is a politically incorrect show. We do not engage in political rhetoric. We don't engage in media lies and media falsehoods. We aim to get at the truth and get at the facts by honest intellectual effort and honest discernment. That's what this show is all about, political incorrectness, not political correctness. It's concerned with getting at the facts and getting at the truth for all people in the world. Next, as I said, I'm a Christian. The show has a Christian emphasis, although I welcome all faiths and all ideas and opinions. I find the face of Christ in all people and in all ideas and opinions and all thoughts. And I adhere to the full authority of Holy Scripture as a Christian. And I also adhere to the creeds of the Church, the Nicene, Athanasian, and Apostles' Creed. And if I read books, I read the great books of the past. John Bunyan, Pilgrim's Progress, T.S. Eliot, G.K. Chesterton, these are some examples. Although in the past, to go farther back, I talk about Bonhoeffer, we talk about Aquinas, we talk about Augustine. Whoever you want to talk about are the great Christian writers. These are the writers I want to know about. Next, I run two radio shows, a podcast show and a blog talk radio show, and these are have a Christian orientation. I have many visitors from all over the world to these shows, and particularly the Blog Talk Radio Show has visitors, I'm elated to say, from Saudi Arabia, and over 4,000 people have visited my podcast show, and many of them are from Muslim countries, and I welcome my Muslim brothers and sisters greatly. I value them. I want to dialogue with them, so to speak. I want to know them just as I want to know my Buddhist friends and my Hindu friends. I want to know everyone and dialogue with them and understand them and present Christ to them, at least in my life. And I hope to hear them out in terms of their thinking as much as I can understand them. Next, I'm an author. I've written 10 books, Christian and legal books. The Christian books I've written are Essays in the Christian Worldview, Essays in Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy, a book on the parables, which I'm going to handle one of the chapters I'll be talking about tonight, read the parable of the Last Judgment, and I will be speaking on the parables. I give an interpretation of 41 parables in this book. I've also written a book on the Psalms, over 390 pages, and this book examines each of the Psalms. The Psalms are an inspiration. They're the great thoughts of the Jewish culture in the past, and they are as John Donne has said of them, the great English poet, they are the manna of the church. I memorized the 1st, 2nd, and 23rd Psalm as a young person, and I read the Psalms in Hebrew in seminary. I have an MDiv from Princeton Theological Seminary. I read the Psalms, and I value the Psalms. The Psalms are great, great, great lyric poetry in the Hebrew language, and they inspire me and continue to inspire me every day and everywhere. Next, I will be writing books on my four blogs. I'll be writing books in that area. The blogs are literary and religious and political, but I'll be writing four books on those. I'll also be writing a book on the miracles in the Bible. I'll be writing a book on that. And also, I will be writing a book on the book of Job eventually, if I have time. The book of Job is a non-Jewish person. He's an Edomite, but it's a very great book presenting how God casts and tests Job as a person. I have also written many articles, over 400 blogs, 900 blogs, and these blogs are extremely interesting, I think. They're essays, Christian. They have a Christian emphasis. They have a political emphasis, conservative, and they have a philosophical emphasis. Tonight I want to talk about, I've talked about three of my major articles, the Syracuse Law Review, which has been the article on criminal procedure, which has been brought by the United States Supreme Court, as well as the State Department has brought my two Academicus articles, published by a Albanian scientific journal, and they concern the subject of the United States educational system and the sex discrimination, sexual orientation discrimination. I oppose all forms of discrimination and all forms of hate. I have no use for it. If I want to deal with someone, I'll deal with them in the love of Christ. Next, I would like to talk. I did mention to you that this show tonight concerns judgment. And many people don't like to think of Christ as a judge. If you go into the modern world, they will try to find him as a nice person, as a loving person, as a merciful person. And yes, he is all of these things. But he makes it clear that he has aspects of judgment in his message. I'll give two examples. The story of the rich man and Lazarus, where the rich man is judged worthy of Hades for ignoring the plight of the poor man and not paying attention to him in his life. He is sent to hell. Again, an example of judgment. Another example is the story of the centurion servant. And finally, I would have to talk about the parable of the Last Judgment found in Matthew 25. I'm going to go into it more fully on another date. But the parable says, when the Son of Man comes in glory with all the angels, when Jesus returns, he will sit on his glorious throne, and he will gather all the nations. And it says, he'll do a judgment. He will separate them from one another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep at his right hand and the goats on the left. And the king will say to those on the right hand, the righteous persons, the Christian people, come, O blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. And then he says, for I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. So what he's saying here, not that these people did it to him personally, but he's saying that there'll be a judgment on people's lives and how they treat other people. And that judgment will be real. And so he says, of these people, of these righteous people, come, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Then he says, it's not that he was hungry, but his fellow men, they were paid attention to. They were hungry and were given food. They were thirsty and given drink. The stranger was welcomed. the person was clothed, the person was sick, and you visited him. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, they don't understand his point, because they think he's referring to himself, but he's not. He's referring to how I treat other people in our lives. The righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see thee hungry and feed thee, thirsty and give thee drink? When did we see thee a stranger and welcome thee, or naked and clothe thee? And when did we see thee sick or in prison and visit you there? And the king will answer him, and this is the key to this parable. It's not that Jesus is saying, you did this to me. You didn't clothe me. You didn't give me drink. He's saying it's how we treat other people that will be the issue in our lives. And then so he says here, Jesus says, truly I say to you, as you did it to me, of the least of these of my brethren, you did it to me. He's saying that how you treat the least of people in your life, you do it personally to Christ. And then we're told, if we treat people well, we will sick them. If they're sick, we pay attention to them, clothe them, visit them in prison. If we do all these things, we do it to Christ. It's not that Christ is experiencing it personally, but he's saying to us that how we treat either people, the least of these, you did it to me. Then he will say to those at his left hand, depart from me, these evil people, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. So he says to the people who didn't pay attention to other people, didn't concern them with other people, he says, depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. And then he says, if you will be subject to this eternal flame, because when he was hungry, you gave him no food. When thirsty, you gave him no drink. Was a stranger and did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, you did not visit me. They will also answer, Lord, when did we see thee hungry or thirsty, or stranger or naked or sick or in prison, did not minister to me? Then he says, again he emphasizes, truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these, you did it to me. And they will go away into eternal punishment, but the eternal righteous into eternal life. So really he's saying how we treat other people in our lives, whatever is there, we respond to their illness, if we clothe them, we visit them in prison, etc., we will be judged on that basis. But if we don't do that, if we don't concern ourselves with the love we owe other people, and that's what he's really saying, if you don't lead a life of love, then you will be condemned. So let's understand this man Jesus. He is not just a nice person. He is not just a happy person. He's not just nice to people. Yes, he's all those things. But most of all, we're told in this parable, which is in Matthew 25:31-46, we're told in this. I'm going to conclude this, and I will be talking more about this tomorrow, this particular parable. But bear in mind, Jesus is a judge, and he makes judgments. He's not merely a merciful, kind person, although he is that. He wants people to be saved, everyone to be saved. But in the end and finally, there will be a judgment, and he will be the judge of all of us, how we have lived our lives and what we have done for other people. I hope you've enjoyed this show, and I'll be talking more about this tomorrow night.